Vietnam. Welcome, everybody. We just had Master Yogi Bhajan come in with his entourage of angels. And as we were putting out our intentions and our needs, he started talking. So I had to say, okay, wait a minute. He got impatient. He's like, come on, we missed last week. We got some tantric transmissions to download here. He said, using the new jargon of the young people. So he was just talking to us about that throw your needs, ride the waves that are coming through now, and ride the waves of the frequencies that are being sent through, and connect with the beam, the frequency beam, with your third eye. So he's saying, I know you guys like that, or for me especially. You like that nonviolent communication, he goes, and that's beautiful, but he says, elevate the frequency to the level of your third eye, to the level of vision, and then connect it with the frequency waves, because what's happening on the planet right now is that this has to do with what we were talking about on the call when we talked the week before last, the Uranus-Pluto square. So we talked about Uranus being how individually we relate to the collective. It's Uranus and Pluto are two of the three outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And when these square, not even every lifetime for us, because Pluto is 248-year cycle around the sun, and Uranus is 84 years. So this is a generational, we've been talking about this, is a generational influence, and it happened in the Renaissance and in the 60s, but we have these seven squares. So what's happening is, with this Uranus-Pluto square configuration in relationship to this harvest Aries moon, full moon we just had, it's literally like tearing us away to begin a new direction of how we individuate and what we relate to. Or here's the thing, take the geometry, it's the sixth dimension, how we configure our energy beings, which is Yogi Bhajan said, beam your desires, your needs out your third eye. How we configure our energy beams with the grid of the planet, and what we configure with, what we relate to, what we identify with. So if people collectively, individually identify with, you can trust politicians. Let me use a charged one, or maybe a funny one. Oh, yeah, the government's going to take care of me. I can trust politicians, you know. They won't do anything behind my back. They're really here for the good of all. I voted them in. They're going to serve me. There's no border fraud, whatever. When collectively people start waking up to the fact that maybe not all of politicians are above board, and maybe they're not all people, all politicians are not here for the good of the people, then people stop basically gridding with them or identifying with them or sending their light to them, because we individually send out light frequencies. So when there's a higher vibration of light that we consciously become aware of, then our soul, the light of our soul, which is divine, when we connect with the light of our soul, we want to grid point or connect with the highest frequency possible. So what's happening during this really important time is we, with this Uranus-Pluto square and this Aries full harvest moon, we are really questioning as individuals what we are relating to, what we are trusting, what we're identifying with, what we experience to be that which guides us, that which protects us, that which is important to us. So we're letting go of those entities, those structures, those Capricornian structures, those Saturn and Capricorn structures that we've been talking about, that no longer serve the higher good, that no longer serve what is of the higher or our light or soul frequency vibration. So this is a very powerful time where what's happening on the planet is the timeline is being reset. So this is what I was going to start to talk about last week, but it's still happening now. So as we reconfigure what we identify with, what we connect our light with, it reconfigures everything around us. And I had an experience myself, a personal experience, over the equinox where I became aware of this reconfiguration of the grid points and the timeline. I had a personal experience first, and then, of course, I started seeing articles about it on the Internet. Once I became aware of it, I was sharing some crystal healing with a friend of mine. I was putting certain crystals in configurations around him, and then I was playing crystal bowls to set the vibration around the equinox. And I went into kind of a vision that I had been, and the vision, which I knew it kind of intellectually, but I went into it in a deeper way, that I had been on Atlantis, as many of us on this call were, and I was aware before the Big Bang, the big boom that sank the continent, that what was going to happen. I could see what was going to happen, and that I was trying to tell people that were creating the destruction, you know, if you do this, if you do that, if you keep doing things this way, you're going to destroy the whole continent. You're going to destroy, create a lot of destruction. And my experience was that I got really deeply in touch with, in a Uranus-Pluto way, was that I wasn't heard. And it's something that part of me has kind of carried. It was like a childhood experience. And I think, you know, a lot of people have that experience of not being heard. But for me, it was very deep, this deep piece of my psyche that I was uncovering and embracing and being present to where it came from. And what I experienced was I saw when the destruction of Atlantis happened that the timeline was basically, it looked like to me that two wires were pulled apart, and there was all these edges of the wires that were fraying, that were literally coming apart, and that it opened up all these fractal realities, like, you know, if we were like talking in sci-fi jargon, like a dimensional rift that allowed a lot of darker timelines or energies or entities to play out. And what I saw was that those fractal timelines that had just kind of spun out of control, like negative energies and destructive energies and wars and all kinds of abuse and power over and all kinds of things like that that had been playing out all this time, are now basically, they were being released and just sent off. And the wire or the timeline, the cord, the grid is being rewoven back into the divinely directed timeline. It is a timeline that's a sacred timeline that is basically, it is the divine moment where through literally the decree of heaven, so to speak, that we are meant to move out of this state of global chaos and get back into harmony with the timeline of the One, the timeline of the Ekankar Sat Nam, the timeline of the Truth. So we've been in this whole period of time, this whole, actually 26,000 years, the Mayans would say, where we've been in this out-breath. We've been, okay, go away from the divine. Forget that. Forget that you are God. Forget that you are a creator. And we'll see what you create. We'll see what you come up with. We'll see as an individual who you are. And now we're on this in-breath period where we're going back, and the timeline is being rewoven, so the path is back into oneness, the path is back into divinity, into unity, into harmony, into the connection with the heart, into connecting with all parts of ourselves. So if you had anything come up over this full moon, like I did, a deep part of yourself that needed some reconnection, reintegration. Like for me, it was that reconnecting with the power of my voice, reconnecting with the truth that I have something to say and that I deserve to be heard, and it matters. So that was kind of a reintegration of pulling that thread back into my navel center and letting it fill my heart and learning how to love myself as more a whole being that is part of and co-created and part of the divine plan and not just sent away and lost in space somewhere. So I felt myself that reconnection, that union back with the wholeness of this timeline. So I felt that because I became conscious of that and I was embracing that I and this friend of mine was also in Atlantis with me, we were holding the frequency to allow the timeline to be rewoven back into the timeline that we're meant to be in right now. And that's what I'm feeling on this call right now. So thank you, everybody, because it's the consciousness. It's the consciousness that brings the unity, the timeline, back together. And by us focusing on this, and with our master here, he's nodding his head, yes, we're doing great. He's saying, we're helping to create this wave, the timeline. He's saying the timeline is like a wave of light. And as we put our intentions with beams of light from all of our chakras, like in a star pattern, and connecting with this wave, with this river of light, we are re-identifying, we're re-establishing who we are, we're reconnecting with our power to create beauty on the planet, to create a planet of love, to create the world that we want to create. So this is the moment where we've gathered the power. We've moved into that Aries full moon. Now we're moving into the Taurus moon. We're grounding this Venusian energy, the power of reclaiming our individual identity with the Earth as we move from the Aries into the Taurus moon. So this is that moment where we reclaim the Earth as the sacred divine being that she is, and we reclaim ourselves as sacred. So this is what we're going through. We have moved really deeply, into our new identity. And it may seem as if, yes, we've been talking about these same things, but this full moon, this harvest moon, literally did harvest those parts of ourselves that may have been disenfranchised or we forgot about. And that's what I experienced with that experience that I had with my friend. So the equinox was about balancing out anything that needed to come into balance. And now with that harvest moon, we're harvesting our whole selves and reconfiguring our divine self in a sacred geometry, six-dimensional pattern. And that's what reweaves the grid of the whole planet and the new timeline. And the new timeline is really this grid around the planet. So as the planet moves, the grid lights up and moves in a spiral pattern, like the Milky Way galaxy. We are moving in the Milky Way galaxy. So we've just moved up an octave. And this is what we're continuing to do. So right now we're in 6D, we're in the sixth dimension, we're in this mandala, this sacred mandala moment. And if anybody's ever heard of that mandala coloring book, or if not, you can just look on the, you know, Google images for a mandala. It's a really great week to choose a mandala that you like, and it could be a simple one like the heart chakra, which is two triangles. And to draw one for yourself and to meditate on a mandala, meditate on a sacred geometric pattern. So this will help you stabilize as a six-dimensional being. And then, so in terms of the intentions that we started with, so as you meditate on your mandala that you draw, then you can also, you could write your intentions on your mandala, and you can just beam your frequency, beam that frequency wave onto that mandala to synergize with the grid, to bring that intention into your being. And as I said at the beginning of this call, we're in this period of intense solar flare activity. So the power of the solar flares, the high solar activity that we're having right now, what it does is it creates a polarity, so it's more clear to see the light, and it's more clear to see the dark, so the dark's darker and the light's lighter. It's very polarizing. So as we can work with the polarities and see what's going on, see the truth of what's happening, what happens is it causes us to magnetize. These solar flares help us magnetize our heart chakra with the light, because it's a lot of light. So in other words, anything that's causing our heart chakra to be closed is literally getting cracked open or broken open right now. And as our heart chakra is open, it becomes this bright light of love, and we connect with this frequency from the sun, we become magnetic beings. And the more magnetic we are, the more instantly what we need manifests around us, the more we attract what we need. So this is a moment to really feel that frequency, that high frequency of the sun, moon. So we have the full moon and we have the solar flares. So we've got the equinox, the Libra energies right now, the yin-yang balance. So this is a moment to bring your own and the planet's male-female balance into balance, but the divine feminine and the divine masculine. So we're quantum leaping up to this new grid, which is the grid that holds the divine timeline. And within that divine timeline is the frequency of the divine masculine and the divine feminine in balance on the earth. Wow, so this is a lot. but we may have to make up for last week. We've got the asteroid Ceres in Cancer, and this has to do with Gaia, or the mother goddess. And so the goddess Ceres was in a grand square between Pluto and Capricorn. So this means that Capricorn, of course, is the earth sign, and Pluto's the depth. So Ceres with the Cancer, the nurturing. So what's the deepest way that we can nurture ourselves and the earth right now, and be aware of how the earth is sacred and divine, and bringing that sacredness back to the earth with our divinity, like Linda planting her garden. It's perfect. She probably must have looked at the astrology. So she so that was the perfect manifestation of that configuration. That was a perfect action to do at this time. So yes, very, very beautiful time. Very beautiful time on the planet. Very beautiful time personally. So yes, create your own mandala this week and meditate on being a six-dimensional co-creator being. Remember that the sixth dimension is the dimension of sacred geometry, and each piece of the mandala is part of the whole. We're all, as my sacred psychologist friend used to say, chips off the old hologram. So when you can feel that you are part of that mandala, the sacred geometry, then you can start to connect with this divine grid and magnetize to you what it is that you need at this time and what you want for the planet and the world around you. So you can hold that as you meditate on your mandala this week, of course with long deep breathing, and start with bringing your breath up and focusing on your third eye, projecting light and your intention out your third eye. Then once you set the frequency, then you can look at your mandala. So that's a lot of information. So thank you, everybody, for being present for that. we'll go into a meditation right now. And then you can, we can talk and you can ask questions afterwards. So we're just going to go into that connection with the divine, with the earth, with the divine masculine and the divine feminine, with our Ma meditation, with our hands on our heart, unless you're holding your phone like I am. Thank you. Inhale. Feel the mother. Feel the connection. Feel the oneness. You're just going to do a couple minutes of Ekankar to put a bowl around this, all this energy. So just move into the timeline of oneness. We're receiving beautiful tantric transmissions right now to align us with this new wave, this new frequency wave. So feel the unity consciousness. So keep that the Ekankar mantra.
Thank you.
Chakra, sending the mandala out into infinity. And inhale and exhale. Wahegiru. Wow, that was beautiful. I could really feel that coherence. Everybody coming into that. Very powerful, very strong. Anybody else feel that? Would anybody like to share before we complete for today? That was very powerful, I felt. And maybe you all feel merged in the divine. I just put a lot of power in that.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
Voices. Good.
But now, before we started, as soon as you came online, Karen, I, for no apparent reason, just started crying and having chest pains and crying and crying and crying, and my face was crying without any looping or identity to the tears, to the point where I wanted to just hang up. It was just too much. And as you were talking, it was like I was identifying everything you were saying, especially about time. You know, times in Atlanta especially seems to be very present as you were speaking. So, yeah, I felt it powerfully. And, well, it's a very emotional time coming back here. And it's just too much intensity. Recognizing that there is no place on the planet that is specifically home, that all of it is home.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah,
and
you make it a very intense time with this probably most intense moon.
I arrived here Thursday afternoon, and, you know, I've been doing my friend's teaching. I've been doing a lot of yoga and meditating and everything, but it's quite overwhelming. All of it's quite overwhelming. And I just haven't been able to be in touch much with everybody to thank them for everything, but I'm still here, and the story's still moving. So thank you all for everything, and I'll try to stay alive.
Great. Well, we appreciate you letting us know what's happening. Good. Yeah, I think everybody's experiencing intensity in one way or another, however it shows up to them. So thank you. Beautiful. Okay, would anybody else like to share before we complete for today?
I'm just happy to hear the call and hear everybody's voice, and it just is so nice to connect to all of you.
I would like to
ask a little bit more about the crystals, maybe in an email or something later on, because I like to surround myself with crystals when I meditate.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay. Well, we can talk more about that. It was just intuitive. I placed Christy was lying on its back, and I placed certain crystals that is. Head, its feet, and then like out to the sides of his heart chakra, the middle of his chest, put like a crystal, a small crystal on his chest. So it was just intuitive. He had a lot of crystals at his house, so I picked up ones that he had. But those are the places I placed them, and then like I said, I started placing a deep crystal bowl, one that was supposed to really take you into the center of the earth, and you know, I felt that it did, and I felt that I went down, 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 way into the center of the crystalline core of Gaia, and felt that really deep pulse, like the really deep heartbeat of life. And then when that came up through, it was just very cleansing for me, and it showed me this kind of place where I was sort of fractured. And I was happy to feel that so deeply, and then I saw why I felt it so deeply, because I was picking up all the feelings of the pain throughout this huge period of time. It was kind of overwhelming. Well, and then, you know, once I could come to terms with it and start integrating it, and I feel I've been integrating that, you know, since then. I think this is probably a time of integration, of really deep feelings for people, it sounds like, for Lucia and other people. Is that kind of, were you feeling some of those really deep feelings, Linda?
It's just so, I have this really deep connection to the earth, and so yes, I do feel it when I hear certain sounds, gongs or crystals, and I have certain crystals that just feel like they belong in certain places around my body. I don't know why, but they just do.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Nice. Okay, well, we're going to chant a call now to release any entities that need to go. It seems like there's some entities or even frequencies around us or whatever. It doesn't matter, so we'll chant some longer calls. So inhale. And thanks you, and he says, meditate on your Andalas. He'll be with you this week, continuing the high frequency transmission. So allow yourself to breathe deeply and pick those up. It'll raise your vibration. And I'm really happy we got back together this week. You're all in my heart, and welcome home to everybody, whatever that means to you. And we will talk next week. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Karen. Satnam.
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 Love you.
Love you.
Write your experiences on Shakti Activation and share them with the group if you like during this week.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Satnam.